As Valentine's Day approaches, the Ministry of Health is shifting the focus from traditional romantic love to self-love. And staff nurse Shandian Mack, assigned to the mental health services, explains what is self-love.
Self-love involves cultivating a positive and compassionate relationship with yourself. It involves accepting who you are, being kind to who you are, and your overall well-being. This means that you're going to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to someone close to you. It also involves setting healthy boundaries and prioritizing your physical and your emotional health. Right? So I'm just encouraging persons to take care of yourself, be kind to yourself, and also the persons around you.
Staff Nurse Max says taking care of one's mental health is very important.
Taking care of your mental health is crucial for your overall well-being and for the quality of life, right? It enhances your emotional well-being. It involves physical health. It creates better relationship within the person and persons around them, right? It also helps you to cope better with stress, and it also prevents mental disorders, for example, depression, anxiety. You can impact your mental health through self-love by, firstly, talking kindly to yourself. You can't have self-doubt. You talk kindly to yourself, you feel better, right? It boosts your self-esteem. You can set healthy boundaries. You're learning when to say no, especially into things that drain your energy. You engage in regular physical activities. You can join a gym, go for a little stroll on evenings to clear your mind. Anything that would help with your physical well-being.
And according to the staff nurse, self-love and mental health are interconnected.
Cultivating self-love has been shown to enhance your mental well-being. You know, if you look good, you feel good. Okay. It decreases anxiety. It decreases depression and anger while increasing the feeling of happiness. You smile more, you release the serotonin, right? Which is the happy hormones, right? By fostering self-love, individuals can build resilience and develop a more positive outlook on life.
Staff nurse Shandian Mack, assigned to the mental health services. Valentine's Day, celebrated annually on the 14th of February, is a global festival of romance, love, and friendship. Traditionally, people express affection through exchanging flowers, chocolates, and cards, or by spending special time with loved ones. Valentine's Day will be celebrated on Saturday. With today's special report, I'm Yolande Richards.